Hi guys, just a reminder that this podcast, as well as many of my online resources, is delivered freely. If you would like to help me get this message of healing out to millions of people around the world, please consider clicking on the donate button on my website, thecureforchronicpain.com. Thank you. Hello, my loves. How are you today? This is Nicole, and you have reached my podcast, The Cure for Chronic Pain. With me, Nicole Sachs. Welcome to it. Really so happy to be here with you guys today. So today is unusual for me in that in the history of this podcast, and I haven't looked back to know this, I don't think I've ever broken with the format of every other week is a solo podcast and every other week is an interview. But today I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do that because I am paying attention to energy. And I'm going to talk a lot about that today. And although I know that you might not know, but my podcasts are completely unscripted. The interviews are unscripted in that I don't do preparation work for my interviews. I hear from someone, I get a sense of their story, and I sit down with them and we see what happens, or I hear from them for a real-time heal and I have no idea about their story and we see what happens. But my podcast, my solo podcasts, are really unscripted because I am just here. I pick a topic. Sometimes I have a story that I want to tell you, but for the most part, I am just opening my channel to whatever's in my cloud, as I like to joke around, whatever's out there available to me. And I am allowing what comes to come. Today is uniquely so in that I really have no idea where this is going to go, but I know what I need to say in terms of the message. So you and I are going to be on this ride together today. So last week, I did the lamest podcast of all time, which is I just replayed a poorly edited version of my burnout podcast that I made right before I took a hiatus in the fall. And interesting, as the seasons are changing, I find myself here again as we are in the beginning of spring. And I'm like embarrassed about it, sort of, kind of, just because it's so subpar to the quality I like to bring. But, you know, I also know from my, for lack of a better term, fan base, which is a bit of a cringe, but from you guys who are just generous and kind enough to write to me and reach out to me and give me feedback and show me your heart, I know that you guys don't judge me and are appreciative of the fact that I come here every week and just allow us to be together. So I wasn't really embarrassed, but I am a highly achieving person, as it were, for a lifetime. And I don't like to do stuff that's subpar, but that's what I did for last week because I'm just so overwhelmed. I'm not overwhelmed in a burnout way, which is why this is a very specific, conscious choice of calling this podcast, I don't know what we're going to end up calling it, but something along the lines of energy, intuition, deep knowing, because I'm not overwhelmed in a way that feels negative. I'm overwhelmed in a way that feels obvious. And what I need to do is honor that. And what I need to do is also, in the space of that overwhelm and in the space of understanding that energy is neither created nor destroyed, it's just transferred from one form to another, which of course is physics, that I see clearly what I need to do in order to bring my best self to the other areas of my work and my life that are being cultivated right now. And like, I know there's a lot of teasing going on in this podcast in that I'm not telling you everything that's about to happen because it's not mine to tell yet, but things are changing. Things are going to be elevated, hopefully, in a way that is going to bring this message to a lot more people. And so I'm at work in both active and contemplative ways, figuring that out. But in that space, I've also got a personal life and a family life, and just a lot of things are shifting. And so I'm really, I'm going to take another break from this podcast. I'm going to look clearly into the mirror of my intuition. I'm going to check in with my energy. I am doing both of those things. And right now what I see is for the next several weeks, potentially a couple months because of the amount of obligations I have and travel, I'm going to be taking a break from the podcast again. And, you know, I think this also speaks really well to my very from something I believe very deeply, which is that we really have to constantly check in to whether we are being motivated by love or being motivated by fear, because any action that we take in life can be the same action. It can look very much the same on the outside, maybe to other people, but it can be motivated either by fear or by love and have a completely different result, energetically and actually. And when I first started the podcast, I got some great advice, which was great advice, which was you need to be consistent. You need to show up every blank day, pick a day. I picked Friday. Every Friday it needs to drop. You need to allow people to anticipate something, to count on something, to look forward to something. And there's nothing I enjoy more than your beautiful emails and DMs and notes that say, oh my God, Nicole, I like have this amazing anticipation when I wake up on Friday morning and I know this is going to be available to me. And I love that. I love that for me and I love that for you. And I know that it became, as the podcast went on, a really fear-based notion. I never had seasons. I never took a break every single week. No matter what, I would carry a microphone with me. I did one in a field sitting at Omega, even though I was teaching hours and hours every day, showing up constantly, basically never having a break. And that is a fear-based behavior. That is, if I drop the ball, if I leave you for even a moment, you won't love me anymore. You won't want me anymore. You won't see me. You won't acknowledge me. You know, that is it's a very old feeling for me. Being a kid who was raised in many different environments, changing schools, changing camps, I'm definitely a person who felt an urgency about retaining people's attention, retaining my relevancy, because if I wasn't relevant, perhaps I'd be forgotten. And so, you know, old habits don't die. You know, they say old habits die hard. They don't die without really intentional thought and action. And so I'm being intentional in my thought right now that I don't see myself producing a high-end podcast in the next few months, couple months, with the amount of obligations I have set in front of me. And so I'm choosing to take that energy and allow it to simmer and allow it to cultivate what's next and allow it to be the fertilizer and the soil of all the things that I want and love and desire, not just for me, but 100% also for you. And, you know, I want to talk about the you in this for a moment. So I was having a really beautiful conversation the other day with someone I love, and we were talking about – she was asking me, how do you do this podcast, like this solo podcast out there, just like into nothing? You know, she's like, I understand how you do the interviews, you're talking, you're playing off of someone, but how do you show up every other week sort of into the void and speak the way you speak? And it was such an obvious answer for me and really one that brought me incredible joy to discuss, which is I'm not talking to the void. I'm not speaking into the air of my room or into this microphone or into the studio. I'm speaking to you. Like literally, I am speaking to you. I know how you suffer. I know how you feel. I know how you're conflicted. I know how you love and hate the same things. I know how you struggle. I know how you want so badly just to be loved and accepted. And I know how you push that away. And I understand you. I understand all of us because in our essence, as I say so often in my work, we are all the same. We struggle the same. We celebrate the same. In the very moment that a mother is standing over her dying child in the best, most prestigious hospital in New York City, she feels exactly the same as when a mother is standing over her dying child in a refugee camp somewhere where there are no options for medical care. The feeling is the same. Pain levels the playing field, and sometimes so does joy. But when human beings occupy the same emotional space, it just brings us into a space of togetherness that I honor. And so when I'm at this microphone and I'm speaking into what might look like nothing, I see you. I see you laying in bed or driving your car or taking a walk in the woods or walking your dog or parenting your kid or in the midst of an argument with your partner where your heart is breaking and you don't know what to do. I see you when you struggle with your sexuality, when you struggle with your belief, when you struggle with your faith. I see you and I've been you and I am you. And there is no end point. There's no journey that is, you know, ending at some place where we can relax. You know, there's the cheesy cliche, it's the journey, not the destination. Like, yes, but it's like so much more complex than that. You know, I mean, cliches are reductive in a way. I don't hate them because there is truth to cliche, but there's also an X marks the spot to each cliche that if we dig, we can find the complexity of what will bring us actual peace and growth and freedom and freedom. You know, some people say, I just need to be right. I just need to be right. I feel better when I'm right. I fight to be right. And I often think and sometimes say, would you rather be right or would you rather be free? Because I know that for me, if there is any goal in this work, in my life, in the struggles of my day to day, it is how can I be just a little bit more free within this situation? How can I let go a little bit of something I think I need to control? How can I be just a little bit more generous than I want to be? Because maybe the other person is suffering so badly that my generosity will open up a space of connection and that will bring us both more freedom. And like, I am not saying that I am like any sort of a done deal or a guru or a person who's doing this perfectly. It's just a striving. It's just a striving, and I seek to strive. So how am I seeking to strive today with you guys? How am I seeking to strive? Well, the first thing I'm striving is for truth, which is what is right for me right now? You know, truth occupies so many spaces, large and small. And I think I'm mindful and thoughtful today about what's right for me, not what's driven by fear, not what's driven by, oh, I have to do this, you know, don't be forgotten. What's right for me? And what's right for me as I look at the landscape of my life at the moment is I don't have the energy to do this weekly, to chase down the interviews and to make sure to schedule and to do all the editing. I don't have the energy available to me. And energy is also an interesting word. You know, my book is called The Meaning of Truth because I like to dissect the meaning of words that we take for granted. And energy is a word we take for granted. You know, for me to say I don't have the energy, I think to most people would think I'm low energy. It's not that I'm low energy. I'm incredibly lit these days, really high energy, fully alive, excited and engaged and committed to what's next. What I am, though, is mindful of that there is not infinite energy for me in my system. There is no energy that is created or destroyed within me. It's transferred from one form to the other. So even though I am high energy and I'm full of excitement and joy and possibility, I'm also not endless energy. And the energy it takes to do this podcast well is indeed something that I don't have right now in terms of the hierarchy of what needs to be done well. And so I'm honoring that. And what's really beautiful about intuition as you work toward knowing yourself, because we're always moving gently in the direction of what we want when we are doing the next right considered action. I think intuition is honed by paying attention to the glimmers of what feels right, that lands in that space in the gut. What feels right. And oftentimes for me, what feels right coincides with what I can see. So when I look ahead for the next couple of months, I don't see the podcast every week. I see the relief that would come from being honest with you guys and showing up here like this. And then the collective sigh of, okay, we're okay. You know, we don't need a new podcast every week. There's hundreds to go back and re-listen to. And also the space that opens to maybe do a little bit more of your own work. If 1 hour a week you would have spent on this podcast, maybe one more hour a week on yourself, either with your journal speak practice or your meditation practice or your practice of communing with nature or spending time with people you love or being a little bit more connected to something that makes you uncomfortable, whatever, whatever. I'm not here to prescribe what you need. I'm here to hand you the power to be curious about what you need. And so in that, I think that this is the right thing to do. You know, when I first started being forward-facing about this work, it was in 2013 when I published the first edition of The Meaning of Truth. I had no idea what was going to happen. I had like a lot of urgency, but no real idea. And I've moved through it incredibly, let's see, what's the right word? I want to say painfully, but I feel like that's too simplistic. I've moved through it with the attitude of a petulant child. I want it now. I want it now. I want it for my ego. I want it for my sense of self, my sense of accomplishment. I want it for my father. I want it for what my father would think if I'm a success at age 30-something rather than 40-something. You know, I want to be young when I succeed. I want to be embraced in a way that doesn't feel complicated. And of course, all of that is absolutely, completely bullshit in terms of having stark rules for what it means to become. But I didn't know that at the time. And I had an urgency that brought me a lot of suffering, and it brought me a lot of fear-driven decisions. And it also brought me a lot of clarity, and it opened me up. It brought me to my knees many times. And being on your knees is a beautiful place to open your arms to, I give up. Total, beautiful, striking surrender, which I did time and again. With conflict and with resentment. I was not a beautiful version of surrender like a tulip opening. I was like, arms crossed, fine, I'll surrender. And then I was opened again and again and again to what's next and what's next and what's next. And it hurt, but it was also euphoric at times. And it opened me to doing the hardest work of my life, which was sobriety. And digging deep into myself and finding the places that I was stuck and confused and guarded and defensive and saying, no, 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 no more. No fucking way. I will not continue to hide because hiding is not working for me. You know, the old adage, if hating yourself was going to work, it would have worked by now. Well, if hiding was going to work, it would have worked by now. It wasn't working. There was a knowing in me that was very precise, that there was a lot more to life than what I was living, and I opened myself to it, and I did that, and I've raised kids. You know, I oftentimes quote the line from Jerry Maguire that raising kids is an up at dawn pride swallowing siege that I will never fully tell you about. Parents know. I've raised kids. They're not raised yet, but they're getting there. Sophomore in college, junior in high school, eighth grader. I love the fact that I'm doing it. I suffer in the fact that I'm doing it. I sometimes hate the fact that I have to do it. And I celebrate it fucking constantly. And I've done that over the years. And continue, of course, and will always. Because as my mother said, on the day that I cried over my 1-week-old baby, Isabella, because breastfeeding was so hard and I was so used up and so tired and so fat and so uncomfortable. And this is all, you know, don't judge. It's just the way I felt at the moment. She walked into my room with no irony and very little compassion, but it's okay, Mom. I needed it. And said to my tears and to my entire presentation, get used to it. It starts now and it ends when you die. So I do know that this parenting thing will be my forever, and I welcome it and cherish it. But I'm doing all those things, and I'm learning all those things. And since I've brought this work forward, I have done it all in conjunction with all the rest. And I find myself arriving. I'm 49, looking at 50 on May 18th, if you care to say happy birthday. And I'm really feeling peace. I'm feeling such peace. Within a lot of challenging stuff going on, I'm feeling a lot of peace because finally, I feel like I've – maybe there's no destination, but there's like landings along the way, like staircases. And I'm standing on a landing. I'm looking out. I'm able to survey the things that I've seen and done and lived through. And I feel good about it. And guys, if you're one of these people that is struggling to do the work, resisting the hard work, looking away from maybe what you should be looking toward, I want to tell you, this is an experience not to be missed. This moment of standing on this landing and looking out over many grueling times in my life that I have had to feel completely undone, completely shredded by whatever I was going through, that I have been built on that work. And it feels amazing. And I feel peace. And I feel resolve that what is next is right. And what a feeling comes from hard work, though. Nobody can hand this to you. You can only do this for yourself. And I encircle you with tremendous love, and I hold space because I know how hard it is to be in those small spaces, to feel so claustrophobic, so unable to access the air because you are not yet aware of what is behind the next door, the next corner around that bend. You don't see it. All you see is like the hard thing in front of you. And I get that. I get that. So that's where I come in. I hope to come in. That's where I can hold space for you to breathe a little bit more deeply. There's more air in the room than you realize, even when you don't see it. I see it. Allow me to hold it with you. Allow me to share your burden. Because as I said, I'm looking at you. I see you. I see you, and I know how hard it is. And I also know how great it is and how worth it it is. I know these things. So all this to say, I am going to say pause for this. I am going to circle my gorgeous wagons that of people and love and energy and intuition and the team that I have chosen to support me. And I'm going to figure out the exact thing that needs to be done. And I'm going to do it just like you're going to do it, whatever's going on in your life. And that's going to be a multi-tiered process that's going to touch several areas of my life. And we'll be back together not that far in the future. I appreciate your patience with me. I appreciate your understanding because I do want to show up for you every week. I do. It's even though it was motivated by fear at the beginning, it is 100% motivated by love now. What would be motivated by fear is to keep going even though I know that the energy is not there. That would be fear motivated, and I no longer am willing to live with that motivation when I see it. I mean, we all get motivated by fear and we get confused. That's fine. But when I see it, I need to honor that it is motivated by love right now to pause, and it's motivated by love to come running back to you with just whatever beautiful thing I have next. So so don't worry. You know, we're still here together on Instagram. Come find me at Nicole Sachs LCSW. I'll be there every day. Don't worry. There's so many podcasts and they're all timeless. I know that they have, you know, intros that have announcements that may or may not continue to make sense, but They're all timeless in terms of the topics, and they're all so good to watch, to listen to over and over in terms of reminders. So you have that. You have my YouTube channel, The Cure for Chronic Pain with Nicole Sachs. You have my website. You have my Facebook group called Journal Speak with Nicole Sachs, LCSW. Go join it. It's a private group. Nobody sees your posts but the people on the group. If you want to participate in retreats, you have the Omega Institute, which is going to be incredible, August 7th through the 12th. Come study with us. Come revel in the incredible beauty of going to adult summer camp at Omega. It's just, it will bring you back to your youth, but it will also wake you up to what's next in your grown-up life. And it's incredible. So there's that. And all that stuff is available to sign up on my website or the Omega website. You know, just live. Just be in the flow. Invite source, whatever your source is, whether it's the sunshine or some version of God or some version of love and connection, people. Who knows? It doesn't matter. Invite your source and be with it and be with you and know that even if I'm not here every week, I really do see you, because that doesn't change. And I'll be thinking of you and I'll be noticing you everywhere I go. All right, my loves, that's it for me. I'll see you soon, and I send you big love. This has been the Cure for Chronic Pain podcast with me, Nicole Sachs. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.